Hello, Matt.
Hi, Didrik.
Hello. So you have experience teaching online and also face-to-face. So
yes.
We're here now to talk a little bit about the difference between teaching in a classroom and teaching online. But also you have experience teaching one-to-one online and teaching a larger group of people online, let's say 4 or 5 students. So what are some of the challenges that you have in the online classroom?
The general challenges that you have in the online classroom are, well, the first one is the same as a face-to-face classroom, which would be the language barrier that you have between yourself and the students. Of course, the extra challenge that you have online is that you also have that technological barrier, the fact that you're not in the same room together. So a lot of the techniques that you use to overcome the language barrier are actually not that different. For example, use of pictures and things like this. A lot of the things that you learn on a CERT TESOL or a CELTA course are things that you can transfer to the online world. However, of course, certain things that you would use in a normal classroom, such as use of body language, doesn't necessarily transfer to an online course, or perhaps doesn't have the same impact in an online classroom as it does offline. So you have to learn some other techniques, things like varying the tone of your voice in order to perform that same function, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. And I can imagine that if you're met with silence in the online classroom, that some teachers may get into lecture mode. Mm. How do you avoid teacher talking time going through the roof?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the same both online and offline, right? Is that if there is silence, then the natural tendency is to fill it, and you fill it by starting to talk yourself. The sort of techniques that you can use are the same as the ones you would use online and offline. So the thing about if you don't instantly get an answer, you pause, you wait to see if anybody does offer an answer, but then you would perhaps nominate one particular student to answer your question. I think the principle, both online and offline, is not necessarily how much are you talking, but what's the quality of what you're talking about. So not literally timing yourself in terms of your teacher talking time, but thinking more about teacher talking quality. So if your talking is to engage the students in the topic, or if it's to explain something in a clear way, then fantastic. But if you're lecturing at length and the students are just getting confused, then of course this is something you want to avoid in either context.
All right, so I was wondering how the turn-taking process works. So let's say you're teaching a group of 5 students in different locations online. How do you go about this?
Well, this is, I guess, a big difference between teaching online one-to-one and teaching groups of students. The problem that you're faced with when you teach a group of students is that they can perhaps become a little bit impatient if they're not given, as they see it, enough opportunities to speak. So, for example, if you ask one particular student to ask a question, to answer a question, the other students may become a little bit frustrated. Some of the techniques that you can use are exactly the same as you would use in the offline classroom. So, for example, giving them a listening task to do, or letting them know that you're going to ask them to summarize what the other person said later, and that keeps them engaged. But then there are some specific techniques, so you can actually use the technology in ways such as having them type into the chat box what the person to type their answer into the chat box while the other person is answering it, or to actually verbally give the answer but to mute their microphone so they don't disturb the other student's answer.
Cool. So you already mentioned the chat box just now as a tool. What are some other tools that you have in the online classroom?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of them, again, are very similar to the offline classroom. So we have use of interactive whiteboards and use of videos, audio files and things like that. Of course, just the way in which you distribute them to students will be different. However, it can also be perhaps more efficient, so the students have control over how they listen to the audio, for example, or you can use things like use the mouse cursor to point at things and stuff like that.
Cool. So the The problem I had when I was teaching online there were a lot of technical problems, and I didn't always know how to deal with it. Mm. So any suggestions there?
Well, yes, this can be a big challenge actually, because obviously, particularly again, if you're teaching a group as opposed to one-to-one, you may have one student who's having technical problems where the other three are not. So you have a responsibility to those three to keep teaching and to keep making a useful lesson for them. But then on the other hand, you also have a responsibility to the student who is having the technical problem to help them to fix it. What you have to do really is learn to become good at multitasking. So you have to be able to perhaps use the chat function again to type to the one student who is having the problems while still continuing the class for those other students who are not.
Yeah, and if then a situation I have is, well, one student was actually on the train, so there was a lot of background noise, and you can mute. As this person to mute their microphone.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, and not allowing that to disrupt the other students.
Oh, yep. Interesting. Any other challenges that you face, or any other interesting things you want to share with us?
Well, of course, I would say it's a challenge, but it's also a positive. Is the fact that in an offline classroom, generally, if people are in their home countries, then you would, of course, have a very monolingual, monocultural class. Of course, there are multicultural, multilingual classes that exist in the offline classroom as well. For example, students may come from all over the world to study in the UK, for example. But the great advantage of the online classroom is that you can have that multicultural, multilingual communication between students without them actually having to leave their home country or even their home, right? But of course, this also brings about issues and brings about challenges as well. You may end up with something like, for example, a Spanish student who's playing loud music in the background, which may disrupt some of the other students that they met. A Korean student, for example, may not be used to that kind of thing. But then there's also things like, for example, a Brazilian student may be very relaxed, and they may just want some very informal conversation practice, where a Russian student would want something like very detailed grammar instruction and very focused error correction. So you have to try and balance those two things, of course.
So it's a bit of a balancing act at times.
So absolutely.
But that's teaching in general.
Yes, that's true.
Right.
That is very
cool.
True.
Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us, and
okay.
Good luck.
No problem. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.